Amen, Joseph. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. We receive you, Lord. We receive what you're doing for us, what you've done for us, how great you are in us, to us, through us, and again for us. We love you so much, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the scriptures record what Paul discovered in revelation, personal revelation and time with the Lord. As one who came after the other apostles, he grew and understood powerfully by his relationship with the Lord in the same way the scripture that Joseph just quoted, and as the dew that falls in the morning, revelation came upon him in his relationship with Jesus. And he led us in a supper that signifies the relationship between Jesus and his people and our relationship that we are to have one with another. We are not to allow division or schism to happen between us and the Lord. If there is that, we need that taken care of immediately, so there's nothing that divides. We're not to allow schism to divide any of us from one another and people of faith. If we do and we harden our heart, we need to repent of that and ask Jesus to forgive us and move in restoration, love, peace, and relationship to one another. Because we are acting and being God's family on earth. And in God's family, he doesn't want schism, but he wants one heart, one mind, one people who are filled with joy and rejoicing. There's a whole lot of people yet to come into the family, aren't there? We want to see a lot of people say, we want to see multitudes come to Jesus. But we need to be the body that he wants us to be. And so once a month we partake in communion. We have an open table here where you don't have to be a member of this church to participate as long as you're a member of God's church by faith through Jesus Christ. Verse 23 of chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." As we participate of the body and the fruit of the vine, representing the blood of Jesus, we want to do so with an examination of our own hearts before the Lord, that we be right. Let's take time just for a moment. Make sure things are right. If there's a difficulty in relationship with someone who's not here, make a covenant with the Lord and commitment that you'll take care of it at your first opportunity after this service. And then participate in joyful communion. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving, not giddy gladness, but true, deep, heartfelt thanksgiving for what you did for us on the cross of Calvary, for how you were beaten for us, and by your bruising and by your stripes we are now healed, and by your shedding of your blood we are now washed clean. And we are those who come by faith, through grace, through the precious blood of Jesus, who come under the blood of the Lamb, and who come behind and underneath the precious wing and strong arm of God. Now this day we participate in communion in faith and in remembrance of you. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that this is a Eucharist, a celebration. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is that opportunity for somber reflection, but then there's simply the opportunity for joyful response to you for what you've done. Lord, you shed your blood. You ratified a new covenant with us. You weren't just the one who died. You weren't just the one who was buried, but you were resurrected for us. And Lord, right now, we give you praise and thanksgiving. And as we participate in the fruit of the vine, we receive your healing, your power, your strength, the fresh anointing of your Spirit as we are members of covenant relationship with you. In Jesus' name, let's do this in remembrance of the Lord and participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for who you are, for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How great you are. Say it with me. How great you are. One more time. How great you are. One more time. How great you are. You believe that's true? I believe it's true. I believe it's true. God is good. God is good. And all the time, God is good. What a great God.